There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Many people throughout Chicagoland are stepping out the door this morning to another blast of brutally cold air, but AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lumberg says snow and a slight warm-up are on the way.
Well, the worst of the cold is slowly but surely fading from our area. We are still going to be below historical averages for the next couple of days across the region. With plenty of clouds around, a gusty breeze out of the south, real field temperatures are still below zero at this hour, and they'll only get into the single digits this afternoon. We'll also have to deal with a bit of snow and flurries at times this afternoon into tonight. We'll get into the low 20s this afternoon. That system will depart by early tomorrow, and it'll remain very cold despite some sunshine, temperatures only near 20. Look for some relief from this cold as we head into Saturday. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We'll get your full five-day forecast coming up at 8:15. Chicago firefighters had to battle the extreme cold while fighting two fires on the southwest side yesterday. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the details.
Icicles formed on fire hydrants outside a two flat near 19th and May in Pilsen. The fire department says the fire started at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and was complicated by hoarding conditions inside. A man in his 50s was taken to the hospital initially in critical condition. Retired Deputy Commissioner Mark Nielsen tells CBS News Chicago extreme cold limits how long crews can be outside.
Obviously, the personnel are going to suffer. We really have to watch one another. We have to take protective measures to cover skin.
About 4 hours later, crews were back in the area, putting out a fire in an apartment building near Cullerton and Ashland. Six people got out without injury, but need to find another place to stay. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Charges are pending for a man who allegedly held up someone in a Loop restaurant at gunpoint overnight. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
My, this happened shortly after midnight at a restaurant near Washington and Wabash. Chicago police say a man entered with his hand inside a bag, implying that he had a weapon. He started arguing with a 34-year-old man inside the restaurant. That man then left and called the police. Police say the robber stole a register with an unknown amount of money and fled, but was arrested nearby. No injuries were reported. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Voters in Thornton Township picked a new trustee during a special election last night, tipping the balance of power away from Supervisor Tiffany.
The winner is Stephanie. Yeah!
The vote was the culmination of 2 months of boycotting meetings by two opponents of embattled Supervisor Tiffany Henyard. She had the authority to appoint an ally to fill a vacancy left by a resignation, but for only 60 days. The boycott prevented that, and the voters chose Stephanie Wiedemann, executive assistant to the former supervisor Frank Zuccarelli, who was fired by Henyard.
I, Stephanie Wiedemann, do solemnly swear.
She spoke to CBS News Chicago.
I am going to be a voice for the residents. I'm on the side of what I think is best for the collective.
She'll serve until May when new trustees take office following elections. Henyard sued to get on the ballot for supervisor after township Democrats orchestrated a rare caucus choosing State Senator Napoleon Harris as their candidate. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
After 3 months and testimony from nearly 60 people, closing arguments will begin today in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. Madigan is accused of racketeering and bribery. He has continually denied the accusations.
The lawyers, Richard Allen, the man convicted of murdering two young girls from Delphi back in 2017, They're now looking to overturn his verdict. A motion has been filed detailing alleged legal errors made in the case, including forensic issues and false testimony. Allen was sentenced last month to 130 years in prison.
Illinois is one of about two dozen states that have filed lawsuits to block President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship from taking effect, and the attorney general says it's personal. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports.
Not long after he took the oath of office, President Trump started signing executive orders. One of them seeks to end the longstanding principle that someone born in the United States is a citizen, even if their parents are not. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is joining his counterparts from Oregon, Washington State, and Arizona in seeking an injunction.
His executive order flies in the face of the plain language of Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. It says, those born in the United States are citizens.
The amendment dates back to slavery times, he says, and it's not subject to interpretation.
It is personal to me on two fronts. One, as a Black American. Two, as a Haitian American born to a mother who was not yet naturalized at the time. She was legal here, but not yet naturalized at the time of my birth.
The suit is filed in Washington State. More than a dozen AGs have filed another suit in Massachusetts. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois health officials say a new data dashboard will help save lives.
The State Department of Public Health is launching the new dashboard that will provide information on all non-fatal firearm-related injuries and violent deaths across Illinois. That information will include everything from types of incidents such as homicides, suicides, or other, the type of weapon that was used, and where the incident happened. The Joyce Foundation and Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine among the collaborators in the project. The goal, experts say, is to use the data to shape policies and determine where intervention efforts are needed most. Michigan and Minnesota have launched similar dashboards in recent years. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A former cannabis executive is charged with committing securities frauds, which helped him make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The indictment accuses 39-year-old Anthony Marsico of Bartlett of obtaining private information about his company's agreement to purchase a rival business. Marsico then allegedly used the information to buy shares in the rival company's stock, then sold the stock before it was publicly announced that the acquisition was canceled, resulting in illegal profits for him of more than $600,000. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh List.
Ben Johnson's just the kind of coach the Bears are craving. A 38-year-old offensive mind to play callers. Lions offenses have topped the NFL in scoring the last 3 years. Now I run the whole show here. Lights on at Johnson's debut news conference around 11 a.m. Former White Sox star pitcher Mark Burley gets 11.4% of the vote, but remains on the ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame, not making it. Three big winners this year are Ichiro Suzuki, CC Sabathia, and Billy Wagner. DePaul gets outscored by a dozen in each half, losing to Creighton 73-49. 10th-ranked Marquette handles Seton Hall. 11th-ranked Purdue goes down against Ohio State. Odd sight on the ice in Washington, where the Capitals are holding on to beat the Oilers 3-2 despite claiming nacho interference.
That could be what Logan Thompson was referring to. What looks to be what? A whole plate of nachos on the ice. No way.
I don't know what to say about that.
There it is.
There it is. I thought that was a stain on the ice. Look back, and so there's someone that probably needs to be escorted out of the building.
That's
after
that bright yellow cheese. A fan tossed a mostly full tray of cheesy nachos onto the ice in the spot. Oilers' Corey Perry scores to make it 3-2 early in the third, but Thompson and the Capitals hang on to win the match. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A lawyer for a January 6th defendant from the southwest suburbs is saying that not everyone accused in the Capitol attack should be lumped together.
Chicago attorney Steve Greenberg represents Emil Kozula of Palos Heights, whom prosecutors say was seen flipping off officers outside the Capitol and then later inside the building.
He was kind of a passive person. He didn't strike anyone. He didn't break anything. He was someone who merely entered the Capitol on that day and expressed his feelings about the election.
Now Kozula's pending case will be dismissed.
There are some people perhaps who should have been prosecuted. Certainly people who enacted in violent acts should always be prosecuted for those acts. But I think that in this case, Trump is doing the right thing.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The Trump administration is directing prosecutors to look into local efforts to obstruct immigration enforcement. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco, the Justice Department is telling prosecutors to investigate any state or local officials who stand in the way of strengthened immigration laws under the Trump administration. That's according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press today that went out to the entire workforce. The memo, which primarily centers on immigration enforcement, says the department will return to the principle of charging defendants with the most serious crime it can prove. And it suggests that those who fail to comply with lawful immigration-related commands and requests could face consequences. Now, here in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker says feds could target as many as 2,000 people. He and Mayor Brandon Johnson say they will continue to uphold state laws that protect immigrant communities in Illinois. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Trump administration is moving to quickly get rid of affirmative action in federal government contracting.
And it's directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and eventually laid off. A memo from the Office of Personnel Management says staffers need to be gone by 5 p.m. Wednesday, all public DEI-focused web pages taken down, and any related training and contracts canceled. Federal workers are also being instructed to report if they suspect any DEI-related program has been renamed to obfuscate its purpose. The executive order on affirmative action revokes an order issued by President Lyndon Johnson and curtails DEI programs by federal contractors and grant recipients, which the Biden administration used to promote such programs across the private sector. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More than half of the country is under the influence of an Arctic weather dome, including much of the Deep South. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans, which has seen its biggest snowfall on record.
Palm trees covered in snow, streets slippery with ice, and this historic weather event isn't over yet. Most Louisianans are heeding warnings to shelter in place.
The New Orleans area has seen up to 7 inches of snow.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.